The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Have you seen the Nicholson family on Channel 4's hit show Springtime on the Farm? Well, I'm delighted to have two of them with me. Welcome to the show, Rob and Dave Nicholson.
Hi, Selena. How are we doing?
We're good. We're good. Thank you very much. That sounds like a proper Yorkshire accent.
We're proud Barnsley people.
Quite right too. And looking at you, you are obviously outside, presumably on the farm, and the sky is so blue.
It is a lovely day today. We've got a field behind us. We've got some baby donkeys in it. We've got a tractor trailer ride going off in the background. So yeah, it's all happening today.
And it's always weather like this in Barnsley.
I don't believe you. I'd like to believe you. But I'm from Derby and it's never weather like that. But in Marbella, of course, it is beautiful here.
Yeah. No, because weather at this time of year for lambing and all the baby animals is nearly unheard of. And this is absolutely perfect. So we're very pleased farmers.
Yes, of course. You've got the lambing season. And can people actually visit the farm?
Yeah, we've probably got about 1,800 people around today. We've had a baby alpaca born this morning.
Aww.
We've had 5 or 6 ewes lamb as well. So a lot of the customers saw the birth. So it's been all go. They're exciting times at the moment. The people are really loving the experience of seeing new life enter the world, and we're loving showing them as well.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, a lot of people will have seen you on TV, on Channel 5, Springtime on the Farm. How did that all come about?
Well, go on, I'll let you. Well, we were initially approached by the head of Welcome to Yorkshire. There was a TV production company in Leeds, Daisy Beck Studios, who were looking for a farm to host a programme. And we said, yes, please, took one big step forward. Long story short, we passed the audition and we've been doing it for 8 years ever since. And we've loved every moment. It's opened doors for us. And it's also been able to showcase our little corner of Yorkshire to a wider audience. So we're very pleased.
Just one thing. I didn't love it. I didn't love the beginning. I found it very difficult. There was a 200 live audience in the barns watching us carry on. And it was just really, really stressful. But I've got used to it and it is now fun.
So you have a live audience there as well? It's not just them filming?
We did at the start, and that, Dave is right, that added a degree of pressure because obviously if you don't get your line right, they have to start again.
It's embarrassing.
We've done various connotations of it, from absolutely live, where anything you say can and will be used as evidence against you, or to recorded, where they edit it, and all of them are interesting and good in their own way. So, and it's given us good experience on how to do different things.
And are they giving you lines, or are you literally going around your day-to-day jobs and they're just following you around?
Well, I think a little bit of both, if you like. But in the beginning, when we did This Week on the Farm, when COVID hit and all the rest of it, and we could actually produce TV at the farm ourselves, they kind of scripted a few bits and pieces, but we soon threw that away and we just did it in our own style and it became a bit of a laugh and, you know, good fun.
I think now we're able just to pretty much do as you said there, just answer the questions naturally, go about our business and be ourselves. And I think that's why the chemistry works so well with Helen Skelton and Jules Hudson, because we are good pals with them. We do socialise with them now and we all get on well when we come together, and JB as well, JB Gill. We all click and get on, and it seems to work really well.
Yeah, you're old hands now, you're veterans at it. And you mentioned COVID. Of course, it's not all blue skies and spring lambs. I mean, there must be some really tough times for farmers, particularly during that COVID time.
Well, yeah, I mean, farming can be lonely at the best of times, but when you can't actually go anywhere as well. I mean, we're lucky. We're a family unit. You know, we work together. And you know, with the TV program as well, we're allowed to travel to different places. So, you know, we were the lucky ones. But we actually did live Facebook broadcasts every day, every morning, all through lockdown until it had finished. You know, I think it was 150 days with a row.
150 days in a row. And that's when the main lockdown period finished. And that's when we stopped doing them every day. So that was, we felt it was our duty to
to beam the happenings on our farm in Barnsley to a wider audience and hopefully raise spirits and give people, when they were at a loss for something to do, something to focus on.
I spoke to a lady in the farm shop, Rob, and she'd travelled 10,000 miles from Australia.
Really?
And just
to come round the farm because she'd watched on Facebook. She was really pleased to see us, really.
I need to see that lady. Yeah. So that's nice.
Oh, that's amazing. That's lovely. And how long has the farm been going? Has it been handed down from generation to generation?
Well, our grandfather bought the farm in 1958 for £7,000, I think it was.
Wow.
But within 6 months of moving here, he died of a sudden heart attack. He was riddling potatoes in one of the outbuildings. Dad was at school, found out about it on his way home. Someone met him off the bus and told him. And Dad was catapulted into running the farm as a 16-year-old with very little support, only from family, friends and his mum. So it was a baptism of fire for him. And he's been here ever since. He's 82 now, and he still works hard every day and plays a big part. So it's been a tough ride, but an enjoyable one.
But before that, we had another farm at Wasbrodale, just the other side of Barnsley, and that was compulsory purchased by the local council. But we'd actually, we can trace our farming genes back, if you like.
Lineage,
right? Lineage, good word.
Yeah. Probably 350 years. So we're in our history.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? You should do your family tree.
We have done, and we're farmers and miners.
Well, I think our cousin's done it, hasn't he?
Yeah.
You just go along farming at Bankend at Wasbrodale.
Excellent, excellent. And do you all have specialist roles? I mean, obviously farms are acres and acres huge. Do you all have certain areas that you concentrate on?
Well, we had our sort of farming crisis in the 1980s. It soon became clear that we were a farm, that the size of a farm that couldn't make a living just traditionally farming. So we had to open the doors to the public. Since 1989, we've invited families to come and spend their leisure time with us. And that's what eventually made the difference. It meant that we could stay at Cannon Hall Farm. It meant that we could continue to live here and forge a different career. We've an indoor play centre. We've got a farm shop. We've got three restaurants. We've just started making gelato ice cream. We're always looking for something new, another twist, another tweak, and hopefully somewhere that people can come and spend fabulous family days out and make special memories. So that's what we found now, people's special memories.
And we've got a baker's as well, so we make all our own pies, pastries and things like that. So, if you come into the White Bull restaurant or the indoor play restaurant, it's all homemade food. You know, you get what your mum makes, really.
The real stuff, the real McCoy.
Exactly.
So the actual book, which is called Cannon Hall Farm, Past, Present and Future, and congratulations, because it's a Sunday Times bestseller as well. With you saying past, present and future, does it start with the history then of the farm?
Yeah, it starts with mum and dad with their chapters and talking about dad's early life and how mum met him and how they got together and eventually had David and I, plus another brother, Richard, and all. There's a story there about triumph and tragedy. Like dad said, when you've had a long life, you've had good things, you've had bad things and lots of things in between, and it cares all the so. And yeah, we then go on to talk about our chapters. My brother Richard tragically lost his wife, and he talks candidly about that and the impact it had on him and his son Marshall. And then David and I talk about our filming journeys and our lives in general. So it's a real mixed bag, and hopefully something that we think people will be able to enjoy and get satisfied.
It's a bit of a roller coaster of emotions. You laugh, you cry. It's all in there.
Yeah, sounds great. And I think it's an interesting thing because people don't know about other people's lives and careers. I mean, I wouldn't have a clue how a farm operates. So the programme and the book, I think, are important.
Yeah, I think we welcome loads of people that have never been round a farm. You know, lots of inner city families come round this farm and they see new life being brought into the world. And it's memories they'll never forget. And I think... the book as well, it just, it tells you how hard it is. You know, it's not
it's not easy every day. I mean, today's beautiful. We've had a great day today. But, you know, when it's raining or snowing, it can be hard work. And farmers as well, you know, we've got to look, we work together. We always have. But some farmers are by themselves, you know, and it can be a lonely life.
We see ourselves, Selina, as we want to be a good face for the farming industry. We want to be, you know, portray honestly and openly, but in its best possible light. And that's what we try and do every day, because we're proud to be farmers. We're proud that a lot of people work really hard on the land producing the best food in the world. And we want to support them and highlight the fact that, you know, wherever you can, and I know not everyone's always can, but buy British, buy the best you can afford and you know, do your best for our industry, because it's not far away from being lost. You know, yeah. look what the miners, the steel workers, you know, we've very little left, and this land-based industry is one of the few things that we have, and if we're not careful, we'll lose that in a generation as well. Yeah. Well, the land will always be there, but will the family farms be there? That's what worries me.
Yeah.
You know, it's a way of life, and people do it because they love it. You know, they don't do it for the money. They just do it because they love farming.
Yeah, we had, when I grew up in Derbyshire, we were surrounded by fields, and every single time I go back, there's more and more houses being built. And I just worry about the wildlife. Where's it all going to go?
I saw a hare this morning up in the wood. I love hares.
Aww.
Jack deer, the first monk jack deer I've ever seen on our land. So they're not a native breed, but it just shows that nature is out there if we're prepared to nurture it and look after it and give it places to thrive and prosper. And that's the thing about farming. It shouldn't be beyond a government to fathom a scheme where we can make great food at competitive prices, but work hand in hand with nature and make sure that everyone gets a fair crack of the whip. You know, birds, mammals, people, fish, everything. You know? Yeah, fish particularly. Yeah, yeah. The rivers are great.
Yeah.
So, really, that with the rivers and everything will get back in order.
Yeah, very, very important. Well, next time I'm over, Barnsley's not far. I am definitely going to visit Cannon Hall Farm.
Yeah. He is. And
we'll lamb a sheep if you want.
Yeah. And we'll,
Bless you. Well, we're selling the book right now on our website, tre.radio. It's called Cannon Hall Farm, Past, Present and Future. It's by Rob and Dave Nicholson, who we're chatting to now. Now, what's your website, guys, if people want to find out more and maybe visit you?
What is it?
I can tell you.
www.cannonhallfarm.co.uk.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Well done. Oh, well, it's been a delight to chat to you both. Are you going back to work now?
Yeah. We've got sheep lambing. We're going to go and attend to them. Thank you for having us, Selina.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. You take care now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.